Penguin Random House Audio presents Prayer, Experiencing Awe and Intimacy with God, by Timothy Keller. Read for you by Sean Pratt. Introduction. Why write a book on prayer? Some years ago I realized that, as a pastor, I didn't have a first book to give someone who wanted to understand and practice Christian prayer. This doesn't mean there aren't great books on prayer. Many older works are immeasurably wiser and more penetrating than anything I could possibly produce. The best material on prayer has been written. Yet many of these excellent books are written in an archaic idiom, inaccessible to most contemporary readers. In addition, they tend to be primarily theological or devotional or practical, but seldom do they combine the theological, experiential, and methodological, all under one cover. A book on the essentials of prayer should treat all three. Also, nearly all the classic books on prayer spend a fair amount of time warning readers about practices in their day that were spiritually unhelpful or even damaging. Such cautions must be updated for readers living in each generation. Two kinds of prayer. Recent writers on prayer tend to have one of two views on the subject. Most now emphasize prayer as a means to experience God's love and to know oneness with Him. They promise a life of peace and of continual resting in God. Such authors often give radiant testimonies of feeling regularly surrounded by the divine presence. Other books, however, see the essence of prayer not as inward resting, but